This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Andy and Adrian.
Oh, gosh, it's divas after diva.
Ah, and when it comes
when it rains, it pours.
Well, I was thinking we've got homo royalty in the room, I'm guessing. It's direct from Sydney. It's Courtney Act and Trevor Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Wonderful having you on. Thank you so much. You've come down to Melbourne. I feel like, you know, all the stars have come down from midsummer.
Stars have come out.
Look.
Now, I just want to know what percentage of the audience watches the video. So should I talk like this for the people who are driving their cars, or should I talk like this for the people who are watching on
video?
See,
the sad thing is it doesn't change with me. I just put the wig on. It's the only difference, I think.
Yeah, we weren't really sure. We are live video streaming, and we're like, do you want to...
This is my first time being live streamed.
We were talking about this in the lift on the way up. We did Kyle and Jackie O in Sydney over Mardi Gras when we did that, and it's quite funny because they said to us, "Oh, by the way, we'd like you to be in full drag." And we were like, "It's radio, who cares?" But no, it's not, because they bloody take photos and they film you and they put it on the website, and so it was like, oh,
yes.
So there we are. We had to give each other a wake up call at 5:30.
Hurry
you up.
And I had a broken leg, and I had my motorized wheelchair, and I only lived just across the park from Kyle and Jackie O, so I just went down the lift in my motorized wheelchair and zoomed into Kyle and Jackie O, and then afterwards we did the morning show, so I just zoomed these two, Trevor and Virginia walked. I just zoomed up the Pitt Street Mall in my wheelchair with my wig and my diamantes. I stopped at McDonald's and got a bacon and egg McMuffin.
Well, she's dressed
up
as Marilyn
Monroe.
Did you go through drive-thru,
though? No, I didn't.
No, you should go through drive-thru.
But that would have been very city. Camp.
That was a bit of an incident a little while ago. You were in Canada, is that right?
I was at Gay Ski Week in Whistler performing, and I decided that I would go skiing. It was about a week before the show opened in Sydney. It was bad enough.
I was really thrilled about the concept.
Yeah, I bet you were. Have you got an insurance policy on Courtney? I think you need one.
Now.
Yeah.
We learned that lesson. Go on.
We did. And so I decided that I would go skiing. And, I mean, who breaks their leg when they go skiing?
Especially down a black run.
I know.
Black means it's easy,
well,
doesn't it?
I took a wrong turn. And I was following some people that I'd met. And I just...
Some hot guy.
I literally just...
caught us.
I just fell over. Like, just fell over. And I was like, I'll just wait for that to... Oh no. And I had to get put in a little papoose and taken down the mountain, and they cut me open and reinforced it all with metal.
Really?
Yes. Do you carry a little sort of certificate around when you go through security at airports?
So
you actually don't go off.
Oh, really?
I've got a fake ankle from breaking my ankle in Priscilla. I fell over on stage at Priscilla and broke my ankle in Sydney.
What?
A week before the end of that, I fell off the giant stiletto in the finale.
You need to do a bionic show, the two of you.
The
bionic drag.
did you keep going with the show?
Well, it was the finale. So thank God it was the finale, because I basically fell over, landed on my own ankle, and then... A couple of the other, we were currently dressed as Australian native flora and fauna, and I was lifted up and held up for a second, and I went, oh, I think I'm okay. I'm standing there in my shoes, and, you know, it's the finale, and I'm smiling, and then my bow comes up, and I think... I can't let go of this giant shoe. I can't move forward.
No.
And one of the bloody sarcastic bitches turns around and goes, well, you know it must be bad if she didn't take her bow.
It's true.
Yes.
Really?
So we've both got metal holding us.
But what I want to know is... If the metal in my leg, in Trevor's leg, does not go off when you go through security, then why don't you make a gun or a knife out of that?
Make a gun out of whatever that thing is.
I know.
What is that? I can just imagine terrorists now running around in all the airplanes in the world with like a fake leg that's been converted into a gun.
It's very get smart, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I love it. You've got a show you're bringing about in Gentlemen Prefer Blokes, which you've done...
In everywhere. Adelaide, Perth.
It's like the Leyland Brothers tour, isn't it?
Oh, and they went to Adelaide and Perth before Melbourne, I will not be offended.
We were saving the best till last. Yeah, it's right. Like, you know, when you do a national tour, you start in Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, and then you finally get to the Rod Laver Arena.
That's true.
Where we will be later today, strangely enough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really? What are you doing at the Rod Laver?
I'm doing a bit of a photo shoot.
Is that where we're
Australian
going?
Open. Is the Australian Open at the Rod Laver?
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Mm. Ah, we need to give Serena Williams a run for her money.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. We'll look much more glamorous. Though.
What's Gentlemen Prefer Blokes? What's it about?
Well, I guess it's about the famous female duo. So every sort of famous film that you know, like Beaches or Devil Wears Prada, which I'm sure a lot of people have seen our clip of that on
Yes, YouTube. Hilarious.
That's all.
That's what Courtney was laughing about last time she was in Melbourne. She ended up somewhere and these guys said to her, and she was a boy at the time, that they've gone.
I walked in and they were like, I was sitting at the table and then and their flatmate sort of walked in and said, I just wanted to go to the cupboard and get a whole pile of coats and just walk past one by one and throw them. Like we do in the
and
Devil
they recited the entire thing to her. But basically,
you have to YouTube it if you haven't seen it.
The Devil Wears Drag.
Devil Wears Drag. Courtney Act. Trevor Ashley. That'll bring it up.
Yeah,
I'm
that'll
sure.
bring it up.
Fantastic. It's great. And you have a gorgeous final scene in the car as well.
I do.
You
know,
I love it.
What that is Oscar material. That's
I know. And
really
Bentley
is.
Lent us the car and everything. We were very lucky. We were sitting on William Street in a Bentley.
Yes.
They said, "Do you want us to drive around with?" We don't really need it. We just need to sit in it. It'll be great.
So I was in a Bentley on William Street once. I nearly got arrested.
I think his name was Bentley.
But the show basically is it goes through all kinds of different female duos, some obvious and some slightly unlikely, but everything from we do Wicked together, we do, you know.
We do
Null and Kim, respectable?
No. We should do that.
Yeah. We did think about it. It was on the list.
But we do a great sort of set of original characters. We're post-op trannies for Jesus. When we did that in Perth, I think there was a lot of season ticket holders who were all 65 plus and probably quite religious. So they were somewhat offended, but we only had a few people leave at intervals.
We did.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, it's because it is quite confronting, and we always forget this because we wrote it for Mardi Gras time. Mm. So when we did it originally, it's a gay audience basically. Yeah. And so the minute you go to somewhere like Adelaide Cabaret Festival, which we did, we played 800 people a night at Adelaide, and basically, you know, we kind of looked out through the curtain and we were like, ooh. They're all over 50.
Yeah.
We get a young person up on stage at one point. And the stage only came back in Perth and was like, I think you're going to have trouble finding anybody under the age of 30. But we did.
We did.
What's that boy's name? Oh, you sniff him out, don't you?
What's his name?
Those guys.
His friend's name was Ollie. I can't remember his name. But
that audience, they would have loved it.
Oh, really? Oh, a bit of a crush.
She got very into
him. They would have known all those artists, right, that you were talking about. You've blushed.
There's a story behind that.
If you're listening. We got him up. This is in Perth, so hopefully you do stream live. So this boy had taken this boy on a first date to see our show, and Trevor got the date up in the audience, and then I slept with him.
Oh, how funny. Well, you know.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Got to work with what you got, and if it means you're going to get the cute guys up on stage,
that's
you know.
It. So, boys, bring your hot dates along.
All right,
and
will.
Make sure that, you know, they're wearing as much as possible so as we can remove.
We're going to do a little something very quickly because we've got 5 minutes before we close
out. Oh, gosh, crazy.
What we're going to do is all the divas, we've got a few little divas on our list of, on our piece of paper here, and we want you, Freudian style, because you haven't seen this, to just with the first thing that comes.
Yeah, you can say a word, sing a line, whatever you like.
Should we take one at a time?
Yeah, one at a time.
All right.
Andy, I personally can't take two at a time. Go on, Courtney.
I've tried. All right. Actually, I've directed. It doesn't matter.
God, we're going to direct it to one or the other.
Okay. All right. I think this will be easy for you, Trevor, this first one. Trevor, Tina Turner.
You must understand that you're high and makes my pulse
rate. Well, hey, that was
brilliant.
An obvious one. You might have had some practice on that one. Courtney Judy Garland.
Oh, that's a Trevor one.
Oh, is it Trevor Judy
Garland?
Oh,
they're
Garland?
All me.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, drunk. I love Judy.
What's
do
drunk?
I have to sing?
Drunk.
Yeah,
no, drunk. That's fine. Judy's fine. Drunk is fine for Judy.
All right, Courtney, share.
Victor's another one.
If I could turn back tail.
All right, look at this one. Courtney.
Chair, more like a Jason recliner.
Courtney, Marilyn.
Drunk? No.
How do you like?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh, well, and yes. Can you do it sultry style?
Happy birthday to you. Oh,
I love it.
All right, Courtney, see if you can do this one. Liza Minnelli.
That's Trevor. No,
that's Liza with an E. Oh,
he's
yeah.
Solo. No,
I've
Liza
taken all the
Liza
good ones.
On an E.
Oh, sorry, on an E. I'm all mixed up. Well, okay, Liza, come on.
Hers would be terrific. Anyway, that's how she said.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.